The word value is such a potent word. It's a word that carries so much. And yet, because many of us don't use it in our everyday life, we often misunderstand what it actually means. And sometimes it's not even a matter of misunderstanding, but it's a matter of actually not being aware of what the word means because you don't use it practically, right? For example, If let's say you're at home and you're a young person and you're with your parents or whoever your guardian is, how can you add value in that home? What does it mean and what does it look like for you to add value at home? Here's the important thing to understand, right? Value is anything that you can add, right? Because here's the thing, value is usually used in the description, but it itself is usually not described, right? So let's say you're at home. When you are washing dishes, you are adding value to the family. Why? Because you're taking care of something that someone needs to take care of. And once you've done it, no one else at home needs to worry about that. So you have saved us time. You have saved us stress because otherwise we would have had to stress about who has to wash those dishes. And there's many other examples as well, right? Someone who mows the lawn, someone who does the chores and goes out and buys the groceries, running errands, someone who pays the bills. Those people are adding value. And this is how we understand one another as human beings. You might actually not realize this, but the concept of value is one that you're very familiar with. But you're familiar with it in certain contexts and not in others. For example, if for some people, if I were to ask you to describe or define the word value in the context of work, employment, or business, you wouldn't be able to, right? Maybe you'd understand it in the sense that if I go get a haircut and they cut my hair, that person is giving me value, right? And if they give me good service, that's added value on top of, right? And if I allow them to post a picture of me on their social media with my haircut, I'm giving them value. I'm giving them added value. And the reason that understanding value is so important is because when you're holding something valuable, see, now when I use the term as valuable, your mind is starting to register that something of value is something that is valuable. But we're used to understanding the word or term valuable in the context of me saying I have a ring or I have a car, that's a valuable, right? Or by ring, I meant a diamond ring or gold is valuable or money is valuable. But there are things that we don't realize are valuable, like a friendship. A friendship carries so much value. Why? Because a friendship helps you keeps you company and keeps you away from depression, right? Keeps you away from stress, helps you laugh at silly things, helps you laugh at serious things. Someone who's going to actually call you and say, hey, I'm having a bribe. We want to come over and have a meal. That companionship does a lot for you. Things that you actually sometimes are unaware of. You only hear about when you listen to videos that say something like research has been done that friendships reduce 33% of stress in the average human being, right? And this is something that, like, building good memories, that's value. So we need to, first of all, just understand the concept of value, right? And now that we've understood the concept of value, let's now try to understand, what does it mean? Or what do we mean when we say God values you for who you are? People value you for what you do. Now, in saying that, I'm not trying to say every person will value you for what you do. Some people will value you for both, and that's a good thing. Now, the thing about God is that God will value you for who you are in spite of what you do. He already values you. And the reason, or let me not say the reason, but one of the benefits of him doing so is that whenever you do something for God, you're not doing it to earn his value. You're doing it because you want to. When someone values you for who you are, when you do something good for them, you're not earning any more value from them or less value. They value you as much as they possibly can, right? When you do something good for them, you're doing it because you want to, right? Because you value them and you want to express that you love or value them. So that's a very important thing to understand, that that's how God views the way he values you. You are valuable to him, whether or not you messed up yesterday or whether or not you're still working on yourself, or whether he understands. In fact, no one understands your value better than God. In fact, more often than not, you find that we disagree with God when it comes to just how much value he finds in us, because we don't see that value in ourselves. You know, sometimes a thing carries potential value, even though the value has not yet presented itself now or has not manifested. It doesn't mean that that thing doesn't yet carry any value. When you plant potatoes, for example, or you plant tomatoes, just because the tomatoes haven't yet popped out, it doesn't mean that tomato plant isn't valuable, right? Because a farmer understands that when I put it on the second I put the seed on the ground and it starts germinating out of the soil and growing, it already carries value. In fact, it carries value from the point of it being a seed, right? I recently bought a couple of seeds and started a little garden in my home, and it really has helped me understand what value means. And sometimes bringing value out of a thing takes time, because if you want to practice your faith, garden. And if you want to practice your faith even more, garden, like plant herbs. Herbs are very delicate and they take quite a while to germinate. But it's much easier to have faith when the thing you've planted grows quicker, right? It's much easier to have faith. And that's where we as humans fall short, right? Why? Because when we want to see results, right? A mother wants to see a child who performs well at school, who cleans the house and who cleans his room, and therefore starts expressing love for that child, right? And there's a problem with that. There's a big problem with that. It might sound logical that, of course, your value to me should be linked to the what you are giving to me, or rather my value of you should be linked to the value that you bring to me. But that's not how love works. Love gives values first before it is given. It places value on a subject first, and then the subject, as a response to that value, begins to do the good, loving things. If the subject responds in contrast, then the subject has offended, or the subject has moved towards the wrong direction. By subject, I'm referring to you and I. We're the subjects, right? When we are speaking in the context of our relationship with God as individuals, we are the individual subjects. God loved us way before we did anything. And that's an important thing to note. Now, keep that in your mind, right? Just keep that circulating in your mind. And I want to conclude what I'm saying before handing over to Mr. Charles Dudoy by saying this. We need to understand that human beings carry intrinsic value. Intrinsic value is value that you have by virtue of you being born, right? I understand, because I'm a person living on this earth as well. I understand that there's a great temptation to only value people who give that, who produce value for you, right? I understand that temptation. But we need to understand that a friend at school who's not really your friend, who doesn't hang out with you, who doesn't give you any sense of, you know, doesn't share his lunch with you, that person is valuable. And as a result, if something were to happen to him, his life were to be in danger, you should be willing to jump at their, like you should be willing to rescue them, take them by the hand and pull them up, because their lives are valuable. Their life is valuable, right? In spite of the fact that whether you know them or not. And that's what it looks like to value people. And now you can now break it down and take that same analogy and bring it down to practical things. Like, would you share your lunch with someone who's not your friend? Would you, you know, you're off to buy yourself some lunch in varsity, or buy yourself a slice of pizza, and there's just someone who you've been chatting to. Do you buy them something, or offer to buy them something, or offer to share with them? That's how you express and remind people of their value. I know of someone who did a favor for someone. Let's say, for example, something like you're going shopping and I come with you and I help you carry the bags back to your home because you didn't drive there, right? And then you get home and then this person gives you 10 rand because they're paying you for the value that you've contributed to them. See, what you were doing You weren't doing it because you were hoping to get paid. But the point that I want to emphasize here is this. There are some people who just don't understand that there are people who value them for who they are. For the mere virtue that you're within my space, I value you. We might not have a tight friendship, but for the mere value that you exist in my space, I'm going to show you that I value you. I'm going to express love. I'm going to express compassion. I'm going to buy you something. If I'm eating, I'm going to ask you, would you like some food? If I'm about to step into my car, would you like me to give you a lift to where? But there are some people to whom that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all. Now, before we close things off, I want us to touch once again on the fact that we are in a visuathon, and this is a very exciting time. It's a time that I never, ever, ever push back on, right? Because I love watching us work together to build this Titanic that God has envisioned, right? This Titanic that is traveling all over the world. And by all over the world here, I'm obviously using the analogy of a ship on an ocean, but do understand and contextualize it to the context of Radio Pulpit being a radio station and now working, pushing towards getting on social media, on YouTube rather, and getting on these platforms that are, mind you, very low barrier to entry, right? But quite competitive at the same time. So if you would like to give, to make it very simple for you, just send the word give, nothing more than that. Send the word give. And that's what you need to remember, that it is as simple as sending the word give. SMS it to 37871 or send a WhatsApp message to 082-657-2729. And that's the Radio Pulpit WhatsApp number. So with that said, we're going to cut it short right here and be back shortly right after this.